If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, Bob. Can you hear us? He's not there. I mean, but now part of me is worried that I've done something.
Why don't you give him a ring and talk him through it? I knew this was going to go this way.
Let's phone up Bob Mortimer and...
Let's do it the OFW. Old-fashioned way.
All right. Okay.
Or is old-fashioned one word? Doesn't really matter, does it?
Oh, it's hyphenated.
Yeah. Ring him up.
I wonder if he's on WhatsApp. Yeah, he's on WhatsApp. Bob Mortimer's entered the waiting room.
Yes.
Hang on. Should we just mug him off? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Hey!
Hello, Bob.
You can't. This is Bob's resting face.
Hello, Bob. Can you hear us? Hang on a minute. We're gonna see this. You can hear us. We cannot hear you. Here we go. This is gonna be great.
Does he need to turn his audio?
You need
on?
To click. You need to turn your mic. This is like when I do Zoom with my mum. There he is. Now, hang on. I don't think the listener can hear you for some reason. Oh, crying out loud. Hang on.
Can you hear me, Ian?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Hey, Catherine.
Ah, yeah.
But I don't think the listener can hear you. So what I need to do, select a speaker. Hang on a minute. I'm going to fix it because this is the first. Here we go. Say hello, Bob.
Hello. How you doing, Bob?
Yay!
How you doing?
I was watching, I've watched several Sylvester Stallone films recently because I'm quite bored in lockdown. I watched the latest Rambo, which is called Rambo Last Blood.
Righty-ho.
And then today I started watching The Cobra.
I don't know what The Cobra is. Have you bought a cobra, like Nicolas Cage or something?
No. Has he got a cobra, Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, a king cobra. Or cobra, maybe. I think it's probably cobra.
I always thought it was cobra until I was doing a...
cobra awareness course.
I was doing a thing for the beer company.
Right.
With June Sarpong.
Right.
And I was saying cobra and she was saying cobra.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to her, I think you've got it wrong. And then the head of Cobra came over and said, it's Cobra. Could you please correct yourself?
Yeah, but that's the name of the organisation, Ian, not the snake.
It was... Oh, so it's a different
word.
Well,
we don't know.
Depends what we're talking about.
Do you know, I've had an encounter with a black mamba and a puff adder. So what do you think of that?
I think you're a tough guy. Tell us about Lynx Silvers Smiths.
Who's he?
I don't know. It's on the poster behind you.
Oh, sorry. It's one of my cat names. I thought it was just like a... If you had... You've got lovely little cats, haven't you? Both of you.
Yes. Four cats.
Do you know if you had a really classy one, like Lynx Silver Smith? Just thought it was a good name.
Are you still selling cat names?
Yes, I do sell them for £8 each. I've got, there's a whole list up there, I think. What have I got up there?
Let's have a look.
I've got Machine Wash Paul. What about here's one for you? What about Eric's mum's dentist? That would work.
It's very specific, that.
How's it going, folks? It looks lovely. No, it really looks, it looks lovely.
Did you, have you managed to get, you've got Zoom working then?
Yeah, is that what I'm on, Zoom?
Yeah.
You're on Zoom now.
Yeah.
How are you finding now? I'm guessing that you must be...
My wife's shouting at me, one sec.
I'm very wobbly,
apparently.
Is it on your knee?
What are you doing?
My wife just came in to say, said that I'm very wobbly because it's this business, because it's on my knee.
Okay. Is there anything we can do to help? Could she hold it? Could you rest it on her back? I don't know.
Do you know, I know this will sound unusual, but my wife doesn't actually have a back. The best thing, isn't it?
That is unusual.
What?
It is very unusual.
So what, her neck's attached to her bum?
It's just a void. I don't know what, a portal, a space, a cubbyhole.
Okay.
I'm guessing you must be, what do they call it, at risk?
What? Oh.
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Are you vulnerable, Bob?
I am vulnerable, yeah.
Can we exploit that?
I think so, people, I mean, I'm beginning to look very old as well, so people do start being lovely to you. It's well worth getting older. People are so nice, and with the COVID things,
yeah.
People are always, are you all right, Bob? And they keep away from you. They're spitting at all my friends. Like, don't spit at Bob. Jeez, he's vulnerable. He's a vulnerable. Yeah, because I got heart disease. Have you had your heart checked, Ian?
I've had it broken many, many times, but I've not had it checked. Is that part of it?
Part of surviving.
Is that part of surviving, making it this far? I've not had my heart checked. Well, how do they check it? Well, like, listen to it.
No, that's the big, like... misnomer, isn't it? No, that's the wrong word. People think if your heart beats good, then your heart's good, yeah?
Yeah.
But with heart disease, it's your arteries that are blocked, and you don't know they're blocked till your heart packs in. So you need to have this thing called the treadmill test where they see how quickly your arteries are emptying.
I was on the...
You're knocking on a little bit, aren't you?
I'm old. Well, how old are you? You got to be... Are you 62?
I'm 61.
Well, you look... But I was on the phone to someone today, and I went out for a walk because I'm getting a little bit chunkier than I would like to be, and I went out for a walk, and I was on the I made the mistake of making a phone call at the start of the walk, and by the end of it I was trying, you know when you're out of breath but you try and hold your breath,
it makes it worse,
it doesn't sound like you're out of breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got you.
I was doing that. Is that heart disease, Bob?
Classic sign of it, Ian. Sorry, but it is. If you ever get a little bit of nausea after exercise as well, keep your eye on that.
Does that sound familiar?
It's a simple check, you know, and then you'll know forever.
So what did they do? Did they cut you up? May God bless your soul.
Do you want to see my scar?
I would love to see your scar.
I'll do it from the top.
Here's the big reveal.
Oh,
it's hard to get from the top. Sorry. You tell me if you're seeing it.
Yeah.
Then anything?
There it is.
Oh, there's not. It's longer than that. But yeah, so the cut
it's just
in.
It's cold.
it's terrific fun as an operation, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, you're knocked out and everyone makes the right fuss. And everything.
General anaesthetic is the best thing, isn't it?
Oh, I love going under. I've had two arms done and a knee recently. And they're some of the happiest times when you go under, aren't they?
But then they wake you up. I had, and I don't want to go into details.
That is standard procedure, yeah.
No, but I don't want to go into details, but I had a bum operation a few years ago. It's not even a joke. It sounds like a joke.
Excuse me, Ian, but I'm very interested in it because fellas should talk about this. I've got problems with my bum. What was yours, prostrate or bum or, you know, I don't want to get, I know, I'm not asking you to be too rude, but was it?
I had.
I know what it was.
I had an anal fissure.
It's always going on about
which
it.
Is a tear in my bum hole. Mm-hmm.
Did something or someone bite you or?
Now you are taking it too far. Now you're treading into personal Bum territory.
But yes.
No, it's just that my lovely cat Gudmundsson, he got bit right on the, you know, the bullseye by a squirrel. And it's a terrible, terrible business. So I do feel for you.
Is that what happened to you?
What did the squirrel look like?
Oh, we didn't see the squirrel. The cat, okay. Gudmundsson came in. And I have to say, yes, I've assumed it as a squirrel. It could, you know...
Your neighbour?
Could have been a chupacabra.
One of your kids?
Yeah. It could have been like a... Do you know like those Victorian characters who hang around with daggers in alleyways?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Might have been one of them.
Yeah. No, mine was just through bad living.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad. But I had a general anaesthetic. I had to stitch my bum up.
Right.
And you're right, we should talk about bums. In fact, tomorrow is bum special. So I don't want to give away too much, but tomorrow from 9, it's a bum special. But the general anaesthetic is the best thing, because at this point, I had been clean and sober for about 6 or 7 years. Right. So I hadn't had anything like that for a long time. And they gave me 2 injections, and she said, after the first injection, this is an anaesthetist, not just a random, after the first injection, you might feel a bit drunk, and then we give you a second injection and we knock you out. And I'm thinking, let me hold on to this first injection for as long as possible, please. Yeah. And she did in the first one, and my eyes started going like that. It was like popping around. It was brilliant. But then suddenly I was asleep, and then suddenly I was awake with a really sore bum.
Oof.
Yeah. But it's a lovely period. When you're out, it's really lovely, isn't it? Can't quite remember it, but it's really happy time. Mm. You know, there's no responsibilities. So I'm just saying. I said, what do you want me to do? A quiz, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't want me to do a quiz.
I didn't really say no to a quiz.
No, that's true. Well, I've just asked my son, and it's quite a tricky one, Catherine and Ian. You might be interested in having a go.
Okay.
It's just simply in price order, M&S one easy iron shirt.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. M&S 7-pack of cotton rich socks. M&S 3-pack of white standard underpants in price order.
From highest to lowest? Or
you can go either way, Ian, I don't mind.
Okay. I would go from highest to lowest.
Yeah, go on.
Shirt.
Let me just do some calculations.
Pants. Mm-hmm. Socks. Socks are cheap. Catherine?
I don't know. We got any more description on the socks with the fancy ones?
They did have I'm just looking at it here. I think they said cotton rich.
Cotton rich.
I think
okay.
It said they were nice.
We're not playing games here. Right, I reckon socks, shirt, pants.
Well, which way?
High to low.
Socks, shirts, pants. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get the reveal.
The answer is 3-pack of briefs, £15.
Yeah.
7-pack of cool and fresh, the socks were, £12. And the easy iron shirt, £11.25.
Boom! This is what they call throwaway fashion.
Yeah.
And throwaway entertainment.
Fast fashion.
Well, the throwaway is what I said. And
it's not what they call it, though.
Well, they're wrong, is quite honestly what I'm...
Well, it is wrong.
Did you used to have... Wasn't there like a Bob Mortimer signature collection at Marks & Spencer's?
Yes, there was.
Did you?
Yes. Me...
Jimmy Carr.
Me, Martin Freeman and Jimmy Carr.
Wow.
were the models for it. You know, for the, what's the equivalent of the boy next door for the middle-aged man next door? You know, like kind of non-threatening people, you know, we're not going to lamp you.
The everyman.
Everyman sort of characters, yeah. And we did that with David Bailey, the photographer.
Wow.
And he was very touchy-feely.
Oh.
Old school, isn't he? Very old school.
Did he ask you to slip a strap down?
All your friends are doing it. If you want to make it in this business, just got to show a little bit more.
Sure. What be touchy-feely?
Did you get to keep David Bailey after that?
To keep him?
Yes.
No. Oh, I wish. I said I'll look after you forever and ever, David. You just come and live under me sink.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Oh, I've got a lovely new pepper pot.
Yeah. I thought there was something different about you tonight.
Oh, you do, is there a glow about me?
Yeah, you're including something.
It's got an action, Ian, that like you don't hear a grind or it's just
stealth.
It just sprinkles out onto your poachies. Beautiful.
Beautiful. So you're living the lockdown dream then?
Yeah.
Are you still in lockdown or do you like go out in a disguise and breathe on people?
I'm locked right down.
Wow.
And but I have been out and done two of I do a fishing show now on TV.
Yeah.
Before White House, and we have done a couple of those since they allowed you to go out the house.
Really?
Yeah. So that it's weird meeting people, like being in a group of people again.
And how do they do it? Are you all socially distancing, or do you not? What? How does it work?
There's only about seven, maybe eight of us on that show. You have an officer who keeps, you know, barking at you, distance, distance, keep away, distance.
Is White House in your bubble though?
No.
Oh.
But I know we are key workers, you see.
Sorry?
Isn't that extraordinary? We know we are, but I promise we are actually key workers.
Yeah. Wow. That's their workplace.
So we're allowed to go and do it.
Well, I think we're supposed to applaud that, aren't we?
Thank you. Oh, is Thursday?
You know, Ian, Catherine, what do you think? I've tried maybe 10 separate occasions with members of my family to get a laugh by saying, I went down to Timpson's today and gave the key workers a clap, right? No, you're the same. No response.
I mean, it's...
I will prevail.
I've got too much respect for Timpson's to laugh at them.
What do you like best about Timpson's?
What you like best.
The revolving machine.
Their employment policy.
They employ loads of ex-cons. Did you know that? They're the highest employer of ex-cons in this country.
Which is a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you trust them with your keys, though? That's a joke. That's a joke. Of course you wouldn't. No, of course you would. Why? I don't get the... I'm with a danger of straying into bad stand-up routine. Why are keys and shoes... Yes. What is the connection that binds them together?
I think it's because they both need the attention from that incredible rotating machine that Timpsons have seemed to have plenty of.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you need to rotate to buff the key up. Do you know that last bit of the process where they've cut it?
Yes.
And then they chamfer it nice and sweet. And, of course, you need that for the soles of your shoes as well. So they kind of do go hand in hand, yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Do you ever walk anywhere without your keys? Probably not.
That would involve leaving the back door open, wouldn't it? Which is risky.
I don't think so. I think I always have the keys in the pocket, never put them in a bag.
Yeah, they're natural companions, yeah.
Did you ever phone our radio show up?
Me?
Yes, you.
No.
Okay.
You want me to say yes?
No, I just wondered We just had a caller once who we sounded very, very similar to you. Some people thought it was you. He would talk about fast running.
I remember him.
You used to listen.
His son could run like the clappers, couldn't
he? Nephew, yeah, it was his nephew.
Nephew, yeah. No, he did. He was from my neck of the woods, yeah.
Right, sure. So that was why he sounded similar.
Yeah, that's why he sounded Jamaican.
He would send us videos as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Of his nephew running amongst loads of policemen.
There was some, yeah, I was going to say, I don't know why the police were there, but it was fast. Maybe it's the speeding issue.
But just to put that to rest, that definitely was not you.
How fast must a child have to be for him to need a police escort?
Dangerously fast.
Really fast.
He was a very tall lad as well.
He was a tall lad, yeah. No, I do remember him, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
But you did used to listen to the show, didn't you?
I listen to the show all the time, yeah. I'm in bed now, in my bed, and we sit here, the wife next to her, next to me to be left, to your right, and we listen to the two of you every night. And it's lovely to have you back on.
Who is your favourite?
Favourite?
Out of me, Catherine, and your wife.
My wife.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Disappointing.
It's the wrong answer.
Well, look at you two with your backs.
What's she got that we haven't? Avoid.
Are you doing... How come Jim, Vic has met so many murderers?
I didn't know that he had. Has he?
Did you not know this?
Now this is where you find
out. Oh, I know he's met... Well, he claims to have met Peter Sutcliffe, doesn't he?
He made a cup of tea for the Yorkshire Ripper.
That's what he reckons.
And he also was winked at by, who was the fella in North London that, lived in, not Nutkins.
Oh. Not Nutkins.
Nutkins was not a murderer.
It's not cast aspersions.
What was the guy, used to live in Arnold's Grove?
Yes, I can't think.
I want to say Nielsen.
Dennis Nielsen.
He was winked at by Dennis Nielsen. He told me once.
In a pub?
No, I think we were in a film studio.
No, but Dennis Nielsen was in a pub.
Dennis Nielsen winked at him.
Story, yeah.
In a pub.
Yeah.
Have you ever been flirted with or served beverages to any serial killers?
No, but you know, I was, for a period of my life, I was a solicitor, Ian. I've been in the company of some crims. I remember once I was outside a pub in Peckham, and there was a disco upstairs or whatever, and I was queuing for it, and I was suddenly, like, separated from my mates, and I had a knife up my throat.
Ooh.
And then I looked into this person's eyes, and they said, "Oh, hello, Mr. Mortimer, it's you." And it was a lad who I'd got off on a number of occasions.
Gosh.
For muggins.
This is the thing I don't get about being a solicitor, is that you had to defend people that you knew were guilty.
Well, no.
What?
No, you take your instructions, Ian, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not for you to kind of, you know... I suppose on a human level, you probably think to yourself, I wonder, but no, you take your instructions.
Right.
If they say this is what happened, then that's the case you put forward, you know what I mean?
You've got such beautiful eyes, I could just drown in them. I could drown in them. I really could.
But my teeth's the main thing, isn't it?
What is that?
This is the teeth.
Where did you get them from? They're not real, are they?
They're not real, but they're my teeth, but they're implants.
Oh, are they on a press stool?
I could bite through
an apple
ass bone with them. That's a big bone. If I bite into raw meat with these, you can hear it weep.
When did you get them done?
I've had them for maybe 5 years now.
Okay.
They're titanium. I don't know if you can pick it. I don't know where the microphone is on these computers, but...
Oh, yeah.
They're like...
Sounds like a horse clip-clopping.
No, but they're strong.
Yeah, strong teeth.
Yes, strong teeth.
Are you well? Is everything... You're all right, though, now?
Yeah, I'm okay. I've had my shoulders done. And my knee done. I'll probably have to have my other knee done. I've got problems down in that private area as well that you spoke of.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah.
Can I ask a question? Because I've noticed we both suffer with a certain affliction. Although, I mean, obviously you always recover with grace and panache. Falling over out of nowhere, what's that about?
I don't know what. I try not to think about it, Catherine, because it's a bit of a worry, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know whether there's something going on in with me balance, you know, in the ear, or anything like that. I don't know. I mean, I think it's when my guard's down. I fall a lot in the fishing show because you're generally fishing in the softer areas of the country, you know. Do you know what I mean, though? I mean, I tend not to fall on pavements or on ice.
Right.
You know.
Because Kath falls a lot.
I fall over all the time, yeah. I fell over in Tesco's looking at the bread.
But if you were on the top of a castle you're visiting, like a National Trust castle, with stone floors and turrets and that, I bet you wouldn't fall.
No, I'd be careful.
You'd be switched on.
I just fall over when I'm not thinking about it. I think I'm going forwards and I find myself in a heap.
Yeah.
So.
Will you sing us a song? Because my wife would like to hear you sing a song.
About what?
Is that rude of me to ask?
Of course it's not rude. It's a great honour.
She just loves your songs. I think she likes your love song best.
Can you sing an original one?
Of course I can sing an original one.
This is going to be special.
Hang on a second. Everyone just... Everybody got somebody. Hold my hand and touch my body. Walking down the street with everybody. The sun is out and I feel love tonight. Everything gonna be alright. Got my baby by my side. Love, sweet, sweet loving. Love to love, sweet, sweet loving. When I'm with my baby. You're taking the mickey out of the...
Wow, just give me a groove on.
Sorry, that was excellent. Ian, the wife came through the door and gave a big, solid medieval thumbs up.
Am I through to boot camp?
You're through to the broom cupboard, yeah. The good work.
Bob, I love you so much. You've always been so supportive of me. And it was such a thrill when you wrote and said, oh, do you want me to come on your show? And I never forget, I used to do a TV program years ago. We'll let you go in a minute. But I used to do a TV program years ago called Rise that no one watched. It was the Big Breakfast replacement. And I thought it was really funny. I thought it was really, really funny. And no one watched it. And we got slagged off. And then they cancelled it. And about 2 weeks before they cancelled it, you and Jim wrote, you were reviewing some TV shows and one of them was Rise and you both went, this is one of the funniest things we've ever seen. Ian Lee looks like a young Clint Eastwood. and we were crushed because the whole series was coming to an end and it, you know, it was a big flop. But that meant so much to me, man. So thank you so much.
It was good. It was a really good show. Well, you were really good.
It was funny. I don't know why.
Yeah. It was interesting, Ian, because I think that those last 2 weeks, I reckon when I think you knew it was ending.
Yeah.
We'll probably eat the best, I think.
Yeah.
Make so that, there's something to be learned in that, isn't there? Don't know what that is.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank nice you for having me. Man. Good luck
Stay
with
safe.
All. See ya.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye now.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.